I'm Howard Husick, Vice President of the Manhattan Institute, and I'm joined by Herb London, President Emeritus of the Hudson Institute and the longtime Dean of the Gallatin College at New York University, for our feature for Mining the Campus that we call From the Desk of a Dean, where we look at issues in higher education today from the perspective of the desk of a dean. And that's Herb London. We're going to start today with a discussion of a story that appeared in the Chronicle of Higher Education and was widely disseminated around the United States, private college presidents getting higher salaries. And the New York Times reported that presidents at 36 private colleges earned more than $1 million in 2009, most recent figures, up from 33 the previous year. So Herb, let me start off by asking you the most basic question. Should we be concerned about those salaries?
Well, I think if you're a faculty member in the university and trying to look at this from the perspective of a dean, you're concerned that a president of the university is earning 10, 12, 13 times what a typical professor is earning. So there's a morale issue. My feeling about it is I think that if the president of the university is conducting himself in an appropriate manner, doing what presidents should be doing, then he might be entitled to the salary. I don't know what an adequate salary is for a university president because it's very much based on market conditions, particularly in private universities. If you were to ask me, does Alex Rodriguez deserve $32 million for playing third base for the New York Yankees when he can't hit a fastball, I'd say probably not. But again, it's the market conditions that prevail. That's true in higher education. But from the standpoint of looking at this as a dean, I'm very much concerned about the welfare of my faculty. And a faculty member looking at a salary that seems to be excessive, or 10, 12, 13 times what he's earning, is likely to say, what's going on here? What is the president doing that warrants that kind of salary over and above what a university professor is getting? And I think it's a valid question. So the issue really is the university professor doing something that warrants this kind of salary? Are there market conditions that exist with trustees that account for a university president getting this kind of salary? And third and most significantly, is the president doing what presidents are supposed to do, namely raising money for this private institution?
Well, you mentioned boards of trustees, who of course are the hiring authority for a president. How do you think they judge the success or failure of a president? We might want to think, as Americans, as parents of college students, that they're looking at the academic performance of the university. Is that how presidents are being judged?
By and large, boards of trustees are rubber stamps. They like the prestige of being on the board. Again, I'm generalizing, and obviously there are some exceptions. But I think in general, boards of trustees love the idea of having the title, I'm a member of the board of trustees of X University. The issue here is really a question of whether the boards of trustees are going to play a role in examining carefully what presidents do. You raise an interesting point about academic reputation. What very often occurs in higher education is that the president of the university, in order to escalate the prestige of that institution, will go out and find someone who won a Nobel Prize and say, we've got a Nobel Prize winner at X University or X or Y University. The issue here for me is a misguided one, because while you buy prestige and you buy a very well-known name, you not only buy that person, you buy his wife and you buy his children and you buy an apartment, and you buy a person who's probably not going to teach, and maybe he will deal with three or four doctoral candidates, and by and large, he's in the twilight of a career and may be more interested in going to the New York Ballet Company than spending time at the university. So that's a trade-off that has to be considered. I've often felt that the best universities understand that you need a farm system. That is, you take the best of the recently minted PhDs, you cultivate them, you make them into superstars. These are the people who are likely to be most productive. But this is a question of perception.
And it's so that's what you would urge boards of trustees to do. You're not sure that they actually do it.
That's
I would
correct.
Guess that they're looking at how much money's coming in.
That's right. I mean, I sat down with five university professors roughly a year ago. It was in the context of my decanal responsibilities in the university. And we were chatting about what university presidents are obliged to do. And what do you think is the number one, two, three, and four most significant priority? Fundraising. When I raised the issue of a matter that was of deep concern to me, namely the politicization of the campus, how an orthodoxy has emerged in higher education, they looked at me quizzically and said, we don't think of that as an issue. It's not an issue for us. Well, it's an issue for me, but it obviously wasn't an issue for university presidents.
And what they're saying to you is, we're not being judged on that issue.
That is correct. They are not being evaluated on that basis. And that's an extremely important point. So trustees are looking at this in a somewhat different, in a different manner. They're looking at the money that's been raised. They're looking at the prestige of the institution. They're looking at star quality. These are not necessarily the characteristics that lead to great universities, but boards of trustees are understandably very much concerned about prestige, prestige, prestige.
One last question. One of the things that jumps out when you look at the these salary distributions is there are a number of relatively unknown smaller institutions. Mountain State University in West Virginia, the president is making $1.8 million.
Yeah, Montana State, the president is making $3 million. It's astonishing to me.
Yeah, what do you make of that particular wrinkle?
I think in those institutions, there probably is some resentment on the part of the faculty. My guess is that the average faculty salary there is probably $90,000.
Why would they be paying him that much? That's what I'm asking.
Well, the reason why they're paying him that much is he obviously made a very good deal when he entered, and he probably has friends on the Board of Trustees, and he probably also said, look, we're going to build a great football team here, and we're going to go out to those alumni members and make sure that they enjoy every single football game, every single Saturday. Look, there are a lot of factors that go into it. But it seems to me that it's market conditions that undoubtedly accounted for that success.
Thank you very much, Herb London, President Emeritus of the Hudson Institute and a fellow here at the Manhattan Institute. He's joined me for our feature on the Minding the Campus website from the desk of a dean. Thank you, Herb.
Thank you.